Well, let me tell you, I was recently in Egypt. I spent 10 days there. I had a great time. I love the Egyptians. I love Egyptian food. I have to confess, I ate a lot of it. And I really enjoyed seeing that those ancient monuments. And one of the first impressions that I had was that whatever I learned in school about ancient Egypt, I'm prepared to pitch much of it right out of the window, because I realized immediately that this culture, in my estimation, is much older and extends...
Oh, absolutely.
...extends far...
maybe twice as old. Maybe. Minimum.
Twice as old as we've been told.
Yeah.
I saw the pyramids, not just the three at Giza, but a fair number of others, and I was just blown away. If people listening tonight or this morning, depending on where you are, have never been there, let me tell you, it is mind-blowing to see these massive monuments in person. And, George, I don't believe there were guys wearing loincloths, dragging on ropes, moving these incredibly, stupendously huge stone blocks up the sides of these steep pyramids, 300-400 feet in the air. I don't believe it.
Well, maybe that's why all of us, Richard, think that they were 10,000 years old, not 5, because it would have taken them at least 5,000 years just to move one block.
No, I think that there was an advanced technology in remote antiquity that we don't know anything about
anymore. Maybe it left? Who knows?
Maybe it left. One of the things I noticed in ancient Egypt, because of my research, is plenty of evidence for underground tunnels and underground chambers. For example, when I was at, some of your listeners may be familiar with the so-called Djoser Pyramid or the Step Pyramid at Saqqara. And I really enjoyed this site. When I was there, I saw evidence for massive underground openings in the immediate vicinity of the pyramid. The tourists are not permitted in those places, but I did some research and I found out that At the immediate pyramid complex of Saqqara alone, there's something like 3.5 miles of tunnels that the Egyptians excavated in the solid rock beneath that pyramid thousands of years ago. And they don't let people go down there. I would have loved to have taken an extensive tour. But I saw evidence for underground openings and tunnels and air shafts. At first, it took me a little while to realize, my God, these are air shafts, and big ones, and deep, by the way, and very well made. I was on the group I was in had an engineer in the group, not publicly known, and I don't think he desires for me to mention his name, so I won't. But I discussed this a little bit with him, and I was talking with him, and I said, these are air shafts. And then he said, yes, air shafts, but you have to think also of the possibility that we're looking at ancient elevator shafts. And I said, of course. How else are you going to get down there?
That's right.
And I now understand that indeed there was a very advanced technology on this planet many thousands of years ago, and there's some kind of cover-up on, George.
Well, there's talk that the pyramids, all of them, are on top of other huge structures that are buried so deep underground that they haven't even dug yet.
I have a lot of questions. I had some questions when I went to Egypt. Some of them were answered, and in their stead, in their place, I now have even more questions. I took the tour, so to speak, on the Giza Plateau, and I don't even know where to begin. There are so many anomalies on the surface associated with the pyramid itself, the pyramids themselves, with the actual plateau, things around the plateau you see, what to speak of the air shafts, which to me were transparently obvious air shafts. And no one ever mentioned them to me. I had to go and see them for myself, George.
No, and Zahi Hawass will never mention those to you.
Well, we don't need to talk about Zion much this evening. I don't know him, and
he's just a booster for the Egyptian government. I mean, he's doing his job. He does it well for what he's supposed to do.
Every government has, let me choose my words. Every government has people who, spokespersons, let's put it that way.